It was an extraordinary day at work today, by any definition. It began a cafe in locally in Glenmire. Nothing unusual about that, except what came up in the conversation. And what came up in the conversation is that the very first person, the very first human being, actually volunteered to be a funder of our new business. Now, that is remarkable, and for posterity, I have to record that, I think. Setting up a new business commands certain costs, and I would love to find a whole lot of people to give me a certain amount of money, a small amount, mind you, and I'm not yet ready to go on to Kickstarter. So, but it is actually of great importance that a human being, a very decent gentleman in the world, pledged some money to the cause. And I will be forever, till my dying days, grateful for that act of immense generosity and confidence. Or at least he was willing to take a punt, you know. And this is with no certain prospect of return. Although you can be certain that if this new company makes it really big, he'll be a millionaire. So look, back to the point. That was how the day started. Now, that was kind of interesting enough. And the next thing is I go and I do this, what I regard as one of the finest conversations I've ever had with a business owner, Trevor Winkworth, in the hotel, on the iPhone. And what is wonderful about having an ideal client is that everything about it is perfect. This is not to say that there are never difficulties or misunderstandings or whatever, but it does actually mean that there's such a rapport between me and the client that I am totally there to help the client to succeed and do anything I possibly can. And I actually feel that the client is rooting for me as well. And that led to a discussion with another person in the same hotel who came along and spoke about how to producing a magazine which would reach out to a whole lot of influential people in a certain, I'll call them, part of the world. And I found myself making an offer to do something to help the editor of that magazine, who I don't know who that editor is, but it drew an offer out of me, a commercial offer, mind you. In other words, that if the editor wanted a certain service, I would give it, and it would be a commercial basis. But it was just, the good thing about it was that I wouldn't often make such an offer unless I thought that that's a wonderful, you know, opportunity, and it could be ever so interesting for the editor to actually develop the role of the editor in using audio. That's that. And I then go from there into a potential client, into the boardroom, spend an hour with a group of men who I've never met collectively before, and have a terrifically interesting conversation about their brand and their website and the connection between the two. Very influenced, I have to say, by a word that Chris Brogan used in one of his emails called touch points. And I, without going into the details of it, because, that would take too long, it was just lovely to go have a conversation. I did no preparation, you know. I basically went as myself into that boardroom. I didn't show any slides. I didn't do any of this. I spoke. I listened. I responded. And I left saying, you know, this is possible. And they have something to think about. And in my mentality, you know, I had such a good time talking with them, and I was so able to be myself and say what I thought and felt and pick up and clarify what they were saying, that it was wonderful practice. Even if we never form a commercial relationship, the actual conversation was great practice. And I go from there then back to my own company headquarters and have a further in-depth conversations which are absolutely at the heart of our brand personality, the way in which we're going to project it. And it's more hard work. And then there was a huge breakthrough. A huge breakthrough happened, which, when the history of our company is written in the years to come, and hopefully it'll be a history of an alive body rather than a cadaver, but when the history is written, today is a watershed day. Now, it's pouring rain outside, so it isn't a watershed day in that sense, but a great, great breakthrough was achieved today. Something was signed, which will make a huge difference, I hope, to the future. And that's all I want to say, really. It was just one of those stunningly rich, textured, slightly labyrinthine, really, day. A bit of this and a bit of that. I wrote some words today that I'm proud of, that I'm pleased about, said something in the tone I wanted to. And then there were other little snippets of conversations in which I was able to talk with another person about her business, her point of difference, her uniqueness, her markets, how she would, you know, the importance of time zones for what she was doing. It really has been a wonderful day, and, you know, it's lovely to celebrate it, and where better to celebrate it? Actually, I can't finish before I say that the day kind of came to me to a crescendo as I listened to the collection of audio boos from people about how they make their Octaver audio boos. I listened to McCulgan, I listened to Sayre, and I listened to Slandy, and all I'm thinking is, my goodness, what a collection of audio engineers there are around me. I must actually do an audio boo about how I make my Octavers. It's a very, very complicated style I use, which I must elaborate. Bye.